This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just got back from Florida. Did a high school, did a middle school, and then we went to do a co-op school. All this in Fort Lauderdale, as well as in Hollywood, Florida. And it was a jam-packed week, let me tell you. And as usual, the kids were awesome. And as usual, you're going to receive a little persecution from them that should know better, especially in a Christian setting. There's challenges, folks, when you go into Christian school. We've done three of them out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools that we've done across the country. Easily, hands down, a majority of them have been secular high schools. That means without God, right? Most people know them by the definition that's, well, they're being labeled government schools today, when in fact the government has no business in public schools whatsoever. That's a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. But with that said, friends, it was a good week. It was a profitable week. And it was a victory, another victory. It's interesting, friends, because what I come up with is the conclusion that the American version of what they call the church today, they don't want fighters in the church. Because if they have fighters in the church, the fighters expose them, not purposely, for what they leave undone. And we can see in Numbers 14 where Joshua and Caleb, who wholly followed the Lord, and the Lord promised them that he would give them what they were willing to fight for, literally. Well, if you remember right, they came back with the good fruit in hand. They said the land is there for our taking. And Scripture, of course, tells us those that actually do the works because of love and because of faith, that if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Well, we're partakers of that good. But again, notice Joshua and Caleb when they came back in Numbers 14 and they showed the people what could be done. How did the people respond? Did they respond favorably? Like, yes, I knew we could do this. Yes, we need to trust in the living God and he's just going to give everything to us. Yes, we can just sit on our little hind ends and do nothing and he's going to do everything for us, you know? Well, that's not scriptural. But notice how they did respond to Joshua and Caleb. They picked up stones and they wanted to stone them to death. Why? Because they brought in the good report. Oh, how the church in America loves the bad report. Because then they can change their theology. They can pervert their doctrine because they don't have the Spirit of God. And what they can do then is say, you know what? God's going to rapture us from responsibility. They're going to give us nothing but a bunch of doom and gloom. And there's nothing that can be done. When again, In fact, Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. In parallel to that, did you hear, friends, in the UK recently, we had seen that the Muslims that have overtaken that country, literally, in small numbers, as a matter of fact, because they do. What's interesting to note, friends, is they put their kids in schools in the UK. And they found out that there was this LGBT propaganda that they were throwing in the textbooks in those schools in the UK. You know what the Muslims did? They pulled their kids from public schools in a short amount of time, and they demanded that they remove the LGBT curriculum. Guess what they did? They removed the LGBT curriculum. How is it, folks, that your sworn enemies without and within know how to get the job done? Small numbers. And just think about it. When you put that in parallel to what you see in America, you have 86% of Americans that call themselves Christians. And yet there's LGBT curriculums in public schools. Not just in high schools and not just in middle schools, not just in elementary schools, but also in preschools. And isn't it interesting that those 86% that complain about what's going on in public schools are the Christians that are dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated. They want someone else to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves and their own children. And again, Scripture comes to my aid where the Bible is clear when it says, raise up a child, train them up in the ways that they will go, so when they are old, they will not depart from them. That must apply to somebody else. That must apply to a different country. But again, look at what your enemies, America, are doing. Look what we're seeing in government in this country today. Because a few people are willing to stand up and actually move on what they declare that they believe. And look what's happening. The land's being given up to them. Little by little. And keep in mind, concerning Muslim infiltration into this country, friends, we're already seeing it in small numbers, but rest assured, friends, the seeds have been planted for your destruction if you refuse to act. You can rest assured as to what I'm telling you right now. A little leaven leaveneth a whole lump. You're supposed to purge the leaven that the lump might be holy. But again, the American people, they'll sit back and tolerate. They'll sit back and complain about the things that they tolerate. You say that I'm being sarcastic. No, I'm not. It's true. Your enemies shame you, America. Your enemies are winning, America, and they're winning because they're doing, America. That should be a reproof within itself. Read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6. But we're back, again, showing the American people our fruits. I was talking to someone earlier, and we were going back and forth, and I said, isn't it interesting that there's $12 trillion that go through the church in America every year? And less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go to the young people are withheld. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church go to the young people. Where's all that money going, friends? It's going for their new buildings, their church pews, their brand new cars, their third homes, their jets. The list goes on, and the American people stand back and wonder why they're losing their country. Going to be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we're going to get to this in just a moment. What's in the heart will come out of the mouth. How many are deceived? There is no pretending. We'll be covering that in just a couple minutes here. I want to kind of continue on from the first segment. I was sharing with you that we just got back from doing a high school, a middle school, and then we went over and did a co-op school in Fort Lauderdale and over in Hollywood, Florida as well. They're there for our taking, friends. They're there for our takings. They're our kids. With that said, I was also sharing with you, friends, that trillions and trillions of dollars, friends, go into the church in America every year. A lot of that money goes to foreign missions. And I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you again today, that isn't it interesting how they can go into a foreign land, missionaries from America, can go into a foreign land and preach a gospel that they're unwilling to preach in their own backyard because they're afraid of their own unruly governments in this country. Isn't that interesting how that works? And then when a guy does stand up, as I was sharing with my friend earlier, it's interesting, I said, because when I first got into the church, I thought for sure that I was going to get the full support of the church by going out and fulfilling my call. And little did I know my opposition was going to come from the very people that I thought was going to support us. And I just told you during the last segment that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go into the young people. As a matter of fact, out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools that we've done across the country in secular schools, friends, did you know that we had to raise the money to do them? I know that there's a lot of people that are under the delusion that guys like me are just making it. We're making stacks of cash. We got so much money laying around, we can do whatever we want to do, and we got two homes, and we got a jet, we got this, that, and the other thing. No, you misunderstand. A ministry like mine, when it preaches the mandate, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, It's not what you're taught in America, friends. I'm not talking about that harlotin Benny Hinn or Kenneth Copeland or Joyce Myers. No, I'm not preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan in your for your life, because it's not in the scriptures. Okay? They're telling you what you want to hear, and the American people in their biblical illiteracy are heaping up teachers to itch their itching ears as they're giving them people money to make hundreds of millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, Kenneth Copeland is pivoting on the billionaire status right now. He's got two airstrips. He's got this ginormous home. What is he preaching? He's preaching metaphysics, right? That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he was in prison much of the time throughout the duration of his life writing the New Testament. Not for anything that he did wrong, but for what he was doing right. That's this kind of ministry. And I just praise God for the freedoms that we have, that we're not in prison doing the things that we do. But I'll tell you what, the totalitarian system that's put in place today through a government that counters and stands in stark contrast to American government that you see today, corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media, they're doing everything in their power to suppress free speech in this country. So we're incrementally putting ourselves there, and if we have to go there, we will go there. Matter of fact, if you encountering that point, friends, if you look to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, freedom of speech dead in UK. One of London's Muslim mayor defends arrest of a Christian preacher. He said there's limits on free speech. We'll see that in America too. We already see it in the high schools. And the American people have drank the Kool-Aid, and they're just going along with it. And there's the church to enforce the unlawful mandates and sanctions by a corrupt government that is out of scope concerning their authorities that have been delegated to them by we the people. But isn't it interesting, friends? I mean, when we first got into the church, we just thought, you know what, the support's going to be there. It's not going to be hard to get the support. Nothing could be further from the truth, especially a ministry like this. I see things as black and white, because that's how Scripture gives it. There's no room for false doctrine. We preach against false doctrine. Jesus said that I'd have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But I want to tell you something. When you obey Jesus Christ and you go out there and you try to make your mark, and I'm talking about the fingerprints of God all over your ministry, and doing the call and living out the call, that's where the opposition comes from, friends, is those that should know better. And yet we have commercials running through our radio program asking for support. I just want to say this to you. Shame on you. Shame on you that should know better. Remember I said during the first segment that the persecution, friends, comes with the doing of the word. I can sit on the radio and talk all day. I can talk like a bad boy. I can say everything that needs to be said. I can show courage on the radio. But I'll tell you what, the courage is seen by the world, by what you do with it. That's where the persecution is. Everything can be hunky-dory, but when you begin to do, there comes the prosecution. I'm sorry, the persecution. And in their hopes, prosecution comes soon behind it. How many in this country are in trouble because you're sowing into ministries, friends, that are just hearers of the word? Doing is the furthest thing from their minds. And I'm not saying this to you in the sense of, you know, trying to dim their light and make mine brighter, or to take from them to give to us. No, that's fine. I'm just here pointing my finger at people that should know better. The persecution comes in the doing, and I am a lightning rod when I'm out there, friends. And it is absolutely interesting, friends, how the CIA-controlled media knows exactly where I'm at every single time I step into a public arena. That's not far-fetched, friends. It's been going on for 20 years in this ministry. I've already shared with you the death threats and how they want to bomb my ministry. And you couldn't reply to the emails. They just mysteriously came from someone that knew how to block a return message or to trace it. The church doesn't want fighters. That's just the bottom line. They want a Jesus that looks just like them. And that is the second commandment, by the way. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, living your own selfish life, and the list goes on. The Bible says you're not to bow down unto it nor serve it. It's a rebuke by the Lord. It's the second commandment. Read Exodus 20. The church doesn't want fighters. They want people that just go along and agree with their lukewarm, if even that, message. How many people I know personally that listen to this radio show, that because they sow into a ministry, they somehow justify living their worldly lives. And yet Jesus said, and the Lord said, the Spirit of God said, through the apostles and the patriarchs, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And also it was Jesus that said, come out from among them, be separate, or friendship with the world is enmity with God. And what did he say to people and about people like that? He said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. You would expect everybody in the church to have the same mind in Christ. We're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. Now, going back to this point, the church doesn't want fighters. They want a God that they have created. That's why they created, through a disobedient individual named Aaron that didn't want to hear Moses. And though after seeing the fingerprints of God, the signs, the wonders that followed them, through blood of the Paschal Lamb when they were delivered from Egypt and then chained to the Ten Commandments, all the way through they seen the miracles of God, and yet a day, 2 days, 3 days later, they're complaining that God sent us out into the wilderness to kill us. And you know, that's all they merely said is the Lord among us? And I'll tell you what, if you want to provoke the living God, that's all you have to do is say, is the Lord even among us? And don't sit there and blame God for what you leave undone, friends. But what did they do? Aaron said, well, because he feared the people, right? He didn't fear the face of God. He feared the people, and he took of their gold, and he made a golden calf. And the people cried out together, these be our gods, O Israel. It's exactly what you're seeing today in America. Church doesn't want Moses. They want a graven image. They want a God that looks just like them. And I just shared with you during the first segment, friends, it's interesting how small numbers in the UK concerning the Muslims just eradicated the indoctrination in the propaganda of the homosexual agenda there in that country by withholding their students from going in to be indoctrinated. They had enough common sense to stand up in small numbers, and they got the job done. Can you see that in America? Absolutely not. Be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday ruled partially in favor of the Trump administration in its attempt to impose an asylum ban, appearing to ban the move for Texas and New Mexico crossings. The court said in its ruling that it denied the government's broader request to reverse a previous decision blocking the policy, but upheld the injunction in states that border outside of its jurisdiction. And what that means is the asylum ban is in effect for everywhere except California and Arizona. New Yorkers tell NBC News they will continue to go about their day as normal as police search for the person who placed two rice cookers in a lower Manhattan subway station.
I don't feel insecure.
Scary.
I feel completely safe.
You know, this is where we live, so I'm not going to move. I'm going to go to the grocery store, walk my dog as normal.
I don't feel safe walking around anymore.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to jump over to our Twitter account, you can do that as well. It is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account as well, friends. And Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, check it out. We got brand new videos going up on a week-and-a-half basis. And we are bringing about, yes, we are showing you and exposing the crimes by the use of the law, Romans 3:20. But we are also, at the end of the day, making reference to which brings about resolve if you're willing to do so. Now, you need to understand that we can't do that for you. We can do this together, but we're not going to do it independently of one another. And I am talking about under God, of course. I also want to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that said, friends, I have the other day, actually the day before yesterday, I was talking about justifying the deeds of the damned. And what people do, namely through the pulpits, and what they say, namely through the pulpits, friends, it's real safe to say it's nothing more and nothing less than listening to a bunch of hirelings that are doing what they're doing, not for the care of the souls of men, but for lucrative or filthy lucre. And that means money. They're doing it because it's a job. It's not what's really in their heart. They're doing what they have to do, or they love to do it. I want to tell you this, and I want you to understand clearly when I say this. Mariah Woodworth Etter was right when she said, those that want to be in the pulpit, They're not called of God. They're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there, they're the ones that are called of God. And if you take that to Scripture, friends, it's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh. And in so many different ways, I can explain this to you. But it reminds me when Jesus said to Peter at the end of the day, and at the end of the book of John, when he had said to him, do you love me? He said, yes, well, feed my sheep. He said, do you love me again? The second time to Peter. And he said, yes, well, feed my lambs. And then Jesus said to him a third time, do you love me? Yes, I do. He was getting angry with Jesus. And Jesus said to him, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But now when you're old, another will gird you and take you where you don't want to go. And that's exactly right. It's not the will of the Spirit, friends, or I'm sorry, the will of the flesh. It is the will of the Spirit. And to say that, I want to liken that over to what I'm going to highlight today. Just that, what I brought up, justifying the deeds of the damned. If you remember right, Anton LaVey, they called him the Black Pope. He was the one that wrote the Satanic Bible. And it really what it is it's antithetical to the Word of God, because everything he does, he mocks, he counterfeits. And that's why he's cast into hell where he belongs. With that said, the very first scripture found in the Satanic Bible is what? Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And what are we seeing coming out of the churches today? Well, do what you want to do, because the grace of God's going to cover you anyways, saith the hirelings. No, that's using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Listen to what Augustine said. He said, the law detects, okay, Romans 3:20, grace conquers. And it's interesting how many in the professed church in America today talk about how the grace of God, oh yes, we're saved by the grace, the mercy and the grace of God. Yes, we are, with proper understanding as to what that mercy was given for and what the power of grace does. It overcomes. And it is the power to restrain men from sin. Webster's 1828 is one of the very definitions of grace. Yes, it is unmerited favor, but when you receive that unmerited favor with power, what does it teach you to do? It teaches you to overcome. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, listen carefully, church, where sin abounded, and not putting a bumper sticker on the back of your car and say, well, you know, I'm a Christian, you know. I'm not perfect. We're all sinners saved by grace, yes. But excuses are not our standard. Jesus Christ is. Because when you look at the rest of the scripture that I just highlighted, Romans 5:20, it says, moreover, the law abounded, but where sin abounded, listen carefully, grace did much more abound. Okay, we're not seeing that grace abound. We're seeing the grace, the version of grace, the occasion of flesh that hirelings preach from the pulpit today teaches you to succumb to your excuses and, by God, you can't help yourself. Well, that's not by the living God. I can tell you that right now. Read 1 Corinthians 15 as well. So where there is real grace, we are overcoming. We are not succumbing, okay? Now, I want to get over to this because justifying the deeds of the damned. Now, I just finished watching a documentary not too long ago of a famous singer who died in the not-too-past distance. And by the way, distant past. I'm talking about none other than she has one of the most beautiful voices ever, Whitney Houston. I was watching her funeral, okay? And it's interesting, how did she die? She died of a cocaine overdose, we were told, right? She died in a bathtub. She told her mother she wanted to party just one more time. And she's also the one that famously sang, you know, Jesus loves me. Yep, he loves you, hey folks, but don't blame him when you end up in hell for making the wrong choices, because that's what the law teaches, and so does the gospel. Okay, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And if we go back to Hebrews 9:27, what does it tell us? It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Why would there be a judgment if there were no right and no wrong? Well, he judges us according to his standard in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the standard, not man. Jesus Christ is the standard. So he's giving us understanding of right and wrong through the distinction of the law. And that is the purpose of the church, by the way, just so you know. Okay? But there's none of that today, friends. Well, you know, when Whitney Houston died of a cocaine overdose, everybody talked about how she was in heaven and she's with Jesus now. And you all well know that she came from the church, right? Yeah. And look what she did with her life, friends. Craziness. Well, in this documentary, They started out by showing at her funeral this young woman and her humble beginnings in the church. She started as a singer for a local Baptist church leading the praise and worship band. And I'm telling you what, her voice was second to none, literally. Okay? Now, talking about a God-given gift, again, what a voice. Friends, she had it, and she did, to her credit, use it for the glory of God. At least in the beginning stages she did. And how innocent she was at the beginning, and how seemingly pure she was at the beginning, and how all-American she was in so many different ways, to her credit, okay? But when she got a little older and graduated from high school, her mother then introduced her daughter to the music scene in New York. Well, you want to talk about snakes, friends? There they are. We all know what follows after this, because 9 times out of 10, they are then slowly and incrementally sold out for the cause and purposes of the devilish and hellish Hollywood producers, record labels, movies, whatever the case might be, designers, along with their immoral minions who instruct the up-and-comers as to how to win the world and yet in the end lose their lives and unknowingly lose their souls at the end of the day. Mark 8:36. Now, at every step, I noticed that she made decisions to do things that she chose to do, Deuteronomy 30:19. And at no time did I see anyone force her hand to make the choices that she made. Whitney made them on her own, okay? Deuteronomy 30:19. She first began to distance herself from her real friends because she didn't want her real friends to know what she was doing. Then she began to, well, have sex before marriage. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. It tells us that no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of God. Then she began to use cocaine, marijuana. She began to drink. She destroyed her voice. And I think you get the picture at this point, because what I'm saying is it simply went from bad to worse real quick. And in short, everything the party life had to offer, she quickly adhered to. She went from serving Christ to serving the devil in a very short amount of time. And because of the false teachings in the American church, like I highlighted during the beginning of this segment, like so many others, she still thought that she was still secure of heaven. And the reason that they feel secure of heaven is because they don't know the scriptures, which should give them all the more reason to examine their faith the way that the Bible tells us to do so on a daily basis. Read 2 Corinthians 13:5. Okay? That's what it tells us there, to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith or not. Folks, you do this daily. And for someone to point their finger at you and give you scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, where all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that's love. To put Christ in front of you and tell you what his word says. It's not hate for you to cause yourself to examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Now, I know that you've been told by the hirelings once again, you know, you don't need to question your faith. Well, that's not what scripture tells us. We should question our faith. So many people that don't question their faith don't even have the faith, and they still think they're set for heaven. Why? Because the hirelings tell them so. Can I ask you something? And by the way, if you'd like to call in or weigh in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Where does it say that in Scripture? Where does it say that you should be secure of your eternal salvation without questioning it? I want to know that. Where does it tell us in Scripture that it's for a man to tell us who's saved and who's not saved? Somebody please tell me that, because it's not in the Scriptures. 1-866-582-9933. Yet this is prevalent. We hear this all day long. Oh, don't question your faith. Those that are having you question your faith, that's just the devil. Oh, really? Really? It reminds me of the Prosperity Church when they talk about judgment. You know that God is known by the judgments that he executes? Do you know that his very throne is established in righteousness and judgment? Read Jeremiah 9:24, friends. Read Psalm 97, Psalm 89, Psalm 101. What does it tell us? That he's established as a judge on his throne. And yet they call judgment, the judgment seat of God, of the devil. Folks, I could spend all day on today's show just sharing with you how Scripture has been perverted to appease fallen man rather than to real faith, where we're to put our eyes back on him who gave us the faith and emulate the Christ. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Which one are you going to choose? Scripture's the way I'm going.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go. I got one more segment, so I'm going to roll a little bit quicker. So please adhere to these words because this is what's happening on a daily basis. I'm taking the time right now sharing a documentary about a Whitney Houston and how everybody's surrounding her at her death, talking about how she's in heaven with Jesus, which counters scripture, friends. She was a fornicator. She was an adulterer. She was a drug user. She was a drunk. Her daughter hated her guts. And I don't mean to speak ill of the dead, friends. I'm just merely trying to convey a message to everybody that thinks that they're just okay with the things of God. Yet scripture tells us that we're to examine ourselves on a daily basis. And we do that, friends, on a daily basis to make sure that we're set right with the Lord. You know, one of the prayers that I personally love is that of David when he said that he wanted to walk in the light of God's countenance. Well, if you want to walk in the light of God's countenance, then you're going to have to do what David did. David praised him seven times a day. David sought his face. David is going through trials and tribulations continuously as the king, setting forth judgment as a light to the nation. So, friends, if we want to appease our Creator and we want His presence, well, then we're going to do everything that word declares to actually receive it, okay? And it's exactly what we do as real Christians. We want to walk in the light of God's countenance because we want to please Him in what we're called to do here in this earth. So His will be done here in this earth as it is in heaven. Now, going to her eulogy, that of Whitney Houston's. I watched the footage of movie stars and music stars going to the church and the pulpit and telling of the good times they can remember with this woman while swearing in cases. Read Proverbs 10:11, Matthew 12:34, Ephesians 4:25, James 1:26, and how this woman is now in heaven where the Lord is wholeheartedly and approvingly accepting of her, though she never repented of her sins. That's the message of the kingdom of heaven, friends. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Right? My goodness, Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:15, Acts 2:38. I mean, folks, the list goes on. Acts 20, verse 21. And it's interesting how heathens have a false assurance of the false gospel as well as the modern-day churchgoers do. There's no difference. What's the distinction? One goes to church, one doesn't, but they both act the same. They both produce the same ungodly, reprobate fruit. I mean, it's craziness. They believe that she is now in heaven, smiling, and that now Whitney Houston is happier than ever before as she, from up there, looks down at the rest of us, quote unquote, suggesting that she's now in a better place. Wow. You know, 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 4 tells us, for the time will come when they will not endure sound without error doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Is that what's happening? Oh, no question about it today, friends. This right here condemns the likes of so many preachers in America today, like that of Mr. You know what? For the sake of time, I'm not going to go there right now. But Joel Olstein is what I was going to say. But let's move on here. I want to tell you, friends, Luke 16:28 tells us, lest they also come into this place of torment, who was hell made for? I want to say this again. I know there's a lot of people saying that Jesus loves me. Yes, he does. But he'll love you all the way to hell. And the fact of the matter is, you made your choice. He didn't make your choice for you. Okay? Read Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. He doesn't make that choice for you, though he loves you. Right? But also keep in mind, the Bible tells us that he's angry with the wicked every day. Boy, why don't we need to put a whole balance, a just balance to the Word of God, because there's such a slant to false doctrine in this country. And I'm sick of it. And so are people across the country who are continuously asking me, where should we go to church? Start at home with you and the Lord, first and foremost. No, and furthermore, when you look at Luke 16:29-31, it says they have Moses and the prophets. Who was the Lord speaking to? He was speaking to the man in hell that wanted to get out so someone would go warn his brothers after he found out that hell was. Okay? Because now he's a partaker of it. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And guess what's being omitted from the pulpits in America today? Moses and the moral law. I didn't say ceremonial law. That's been fulfilled in Christ. Folks, friends, false teachers and are God's judgment on the people who don't want God. That's what they are. False teachers are God's judgment on the people who don't want God. But in the name of religion, plan on getting everything their little carnal hearts desire. And when they don't get it from the Lord, guess what? They get mad at God. To their own demise. No, you meet him on his terms, not your terms. You meet him on the Word's terms, not on the hireling's terms. You know, come down to the pulpit now and let's give your lives to Jesus. And yes, just come on down. Does everybody in the pulpit see how many people are responding to my call? And guess what? Just do your best to forget the fact that those pulpit runners, friends, they've been down there over and over and over and over and over and over again, year after year, decade after decade, every Sunday giving their lives to Jesus. Notice they're the same people. Wow. Isn't that crazy? They love Jesus so much that when they walk out of church, they become somebody different. Like the world that they really love. I want to give you one more truth here, a testimonial, because I've seen it over and over again. just talking about that of Whitney Houston. I want to go over to a drug dealer's funeral. So a man does drugs, he robs a store, and in the process he gets killed. This is a true story. During his funeral, because the pastor or priest that had baptized him when he was young somehow or another ends up in heaven because, after all, he did his best, right? Yeah. Well, you're not the standard. Christ is, okay? Then there's the man that is such a drunk and beats his wife and doesn't provide for his children is somehow ushered into heaven on the day of his death. Again, I ask, to what are Americans listening to? 1 Corinthians 6:9. Okay. However, we hear from the pulpits across the country, in spite of Scripture, their distorted version of preaching at funerals filled up with people that have hardly ever been in churches, from drug addicts, drunks, adulterers, fornicators, self-righteous, and everything you can imagine. Sinners. Okay. They're all there in the church to honor their dead friend, and the pastor gets up and says, "You know, I praise God." Even when he doesn't, this young man, he sold a lot of wild oats when he was just a young man, and I was the one that led him to pray and receive Jesus as his Lord. Though he just got done getting killed in a strip joint, selling drugs, and he was shot to death, forget about the choices that he made. You know, I just want you to hear what I have to say. Let me play your emotions. I praise God. You know, I know that this young man sold a lot of wild oats when he was just a young man, and I was the one that led him to pray and receive Jesus as his Lord, though he never took heed. The hireling prattles on. I'm here to tell you that he's in heaven today, though he cannot scripturally give you that assurance. And all those lost sinners that attended went straight out of the church and into the streets. Guess what, friends? Justified in their sin because of the hireling's preaching outside of the Word of God. Guess what they did? All of this young man's sins, all of those, when you hear these things continuously, friends, over and over and over and over again, no matter who they are, no matter what they did, no matter how they died, they're all in heaven now. And all of those people that come into their into that church to find out who Jesus is, well, guess what? They omit the real Jesus. They create one that fits their emotional lifestyle. They justify the sinners that came into the funeral in their sin, and they come in sinners and they leave worse sinners because now that hireling just justified the sins of their friend that was just killed in a strip bar who was shot dead selling drugs, saying that he is now in heaven. So guess what? They think that they can go outside, do the same exact things, and no matter how they die, they're all going to go to heaven too. Folks, you're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. It's not Scripture. I can hear someone saying that that is mean-spirited. Is it mean-spirited to preach what Jesus commanded us to preach? Again, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which these hirelings forsake concerning Scripture and the Christ that they declare that they love. See, the problem with people today is that they don't believe that they need the great physician, because they don't believe that they have the disease of sin. For the most part, it is because of the preachers of the day who do not know the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, this is how you justify the deeds of the damned. Just withhold Scripture. What drives men to the cross of Christ? The law of God. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:20. What's omitted in the pulpits and from the pulpits today, friends? The law of God that drives them to the foot of the cross. See, they're causing more damage than they are anything else. And then they wonder why they have mushroom converts. There's going to be a whole lot of people in hell that thought they were going to be going to heaven because they didn't seek the face of God for themselves and find in Scripture as to what it really says. And it's time that you do, friends. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.